government of Barbados's move to cushion the blow anticipated by small and micro businesses who are to be closed for 2 weeks to try to stem the tide of the COVID-19 pandemic here. There's been strong reaction to the decision to close small businesses for 2 weeks beginning next Wednesday while allowing supermarkets to remain open. But the government has unveiled a package of relief which should see many of the small operators getting $250 a week in the case of vendors and $750 per week for small shops. But what is the reaction to the announcement which came last evening from Small Business and Entrepreneurship Minister Kerry Simmons?
The reality is that COVID-19 has now spawned new variants. One such variant in Barbados is identified as that which is the United Kingdom variant. We need to be very realistic about what we have seen and learnt by way of experience in the United Kingdom. COVID-19 is now killing people over there at the rate of over 1,500 people a day. That variant is highly infectious. It is highly contagious. For those very obvious reasons, in a set of circumstances in Barbados where our population is very dense, we all know this, where people are living in housing units with a very dense population themselves, and in some units there is a density of occupancy of the unit. We have to be very, very careful that we do not allow this disease, especially if it is that particular strain or variant of the disease, to run away in our small communities in Barbados.
You know, in village shops, most people in the area know one another. And as one turn up at the shop and reach the next one, they start a conversation. And some of these shops, right, these owners, they're encouraging people. The ones in the inside roads, away from the main road, they're doing the worst. Because the last lockdown in the St. Philip area, a shop on the inside road, everything was normal. It was like no lockdown. People was doing what they feel like, gathering, even playing loud music and having fun. They even had a birthday party at the shop.
I would say that the government is trying, but as far as giving out those packages to the small business, I do not think that they can afford that at this time. What I think they should do is have heavy fines for anybody that breach the protocol. And ask Bajans, appeal to the Bajans to police the thing. If they see anything that shouldn't be, let the relevant authorities know. But to pay out money to the small business people at this time, I do not think that it is correct. And if you pay one, you have to pay all. You're talking about thing, but then what then about all the other small business people? You know, let the village shops open. Let the village shops open, but heavy fines if they breach the protocol. If the supermarkets open, let the small village shops open. But everybody is closed. And everybody that needs a care package should identify themselves and get the care package. But I do not think at this time that we can afford to be paying out money to all of those hairdressers and small businesses and so on. If they fall into the vulnerable, it's only for 2 weeks of trial, let them get the care package.
I feel the government should leave the small businesses open as well as the supermarkets, and that they will close the same thing as the supermarkets, because they have families out there that don't have the money for going to the supermarket, and they were able to have a little small change that they could go to the small business shops. And not only that, sometimes I don't always get to go to the supermarket to purchase stuff to get to help some family members. So I got to resort to the little mini marts or the little shops. So I think that the government should leave these small shop businesses open as well as the times of the supermarket times. So I think them should think about it and see how it goes there, because really and truly they have a lot of families out there that are in need.
You don't know who's walking around with it, and you don't know how you're getting it. You're coming up sick, you don't know how you're getting sick. So I'm glad that the country is closing down for 2 weeks. I get paranoid in the house, but I got a little kitchen garden that I goes out of wet on morning, jerk up, and that is that. I'm glad it's closing down for 2 weeks.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.